This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Now you're looking at a new smartwatch over there, reading some reviews.
Yeah.
What have you read?
Oh, not the review. I actually do want to talk about reviews. I've got stuck in the rabbit hole again, the big black rabbit hole.
Yep.
And reading reviews of watches, but I got onto reviews of just other things, and some people have lost their minds. So stick around, don't go anywhere. 22. I'm gonna read you some funny reviews that are PG. We're gonna try and keep it PG. I was actually doing some reviews on some smartwatches because I've had my Apple Watch for about 8 years now, and just like Apple do, they do it very well. Things start to slow down in their system because you've got to update it. But my watch is just, it's had enough.
It's too far gone.
It's time, as Bruce Buffer would say. Okay. And you don't know who Bruce Buffer is, do you?
No. Not a clue.
God. Anyway, some of the reviews that I've listened to, these are funny.
Let's hear it.
Very, very funny. Some are bigger than others. Some people do go a little bit too far. But some of these are all time. Some of these are absolute all time. Awful place. If you don't enjoy swarms of butterflies, also fruit on fruit on show is for butterflies only, not to be eaten.
Where was this?
I'm not gonna call out the places, but
that was just sort of a pointless review.
Yeah, some people.
There was no aim to that. Next.
No. There's a lot. My husband and I. This one's in America, so there's a few from Australia. There's a lot of from Australia, but this one's from America. My husband and I literally found a dead body lying in the parking lot of this place last week. It had been lying there in the parking lot for so long that rigor mortis had set in.
Drull, you need to stop.
Great taco truck in the parking lot.
Give me your phone. Let me read it.
No, that's it. I'm not.
No one could understand you. You were laughing so hard.
My husband and I literally found a dead body lying in the parking lot of this place last week. He had been lying there in the parking lot for so long that rigor mortis had set in and no one had come out to check on him until I called the police. Anyway, great taco truck in the parking lot. I couldn't read the last one. I had a moment and, yeah, apologise to everyone who's listening before, but I've gathered my crap together. And we go again. So reviews. If you're wanting to know where we come with this, I was looking for reviews of my watch. I went into the rabbit hole once again, the big bad rabbit hole, and came across a lot of reviews that are rather funny. One of these from a year ago at a restaurant here in Australia. Very poor service. I was yelled at and told to F off and told to leave when I said, wow, everything is pricey here. Do not buy from here. Unless you like disrespect. Underneath the owner, I remember you. That was like a year ago. You suck. Don't come back, John. That was a little giggle. That one got me. Horrible food and bad customer service. I ordered my spicy food. When I received my food, it wasn't that spicy. There was no seasoning. I called the restaurant to tell them it wasn't spicy. They cursed me and told me if I ever came back, they would shoot me.
Gosh, that's a bit harsh.
I know. That one was a little bit full on. But I'm trying to find, you know, the ones that are a bit full on. My first visit to Badger Lake was in 1983 to visit my grandparents at their summer home. I was bit by a tick and I did not realize it. I've been sick all of my life and just got my official late stage chronic Lyme disease. Oh my gosh. This was just because she got bitten by a tick somewhere. It wasn't really just a Watch out for ticks, everyone.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.